What's the enemy of focus? How do entrepreneurs lose focus, do you think?
I think entrepreneurs lose focus all the time because of the demands of the marketplace. I think too often you come up with an interesting product attribute that you can slip into your product mix. You come up with spin-off ideas or new concepts. And I think entrepreneurs especially are susceptible to this because, and we all know these guys, right? The idea people out there that are coming up with a new idea every week. The danger, especially among entrepreneurs, where there's a preponderance of creativity among successful entrepreneurs, is to come up with a new flavor of the month and not give their existing set of business imperatives enough time to mature and prove themselves successful.
And then, of course, things get scattered and resources get wasted, I guess, and you lose that momentum that you created at the beginning.
That's right. Any new venture, and any venture at all, it's all about trade-offs. When you think about a company's strategy and tactics, it's a series of trade-offs that you're making every single day. Where you want to invest money, where you want to invest time, where are you going to hire new people? It's all about trade-offs. So if you start deviating from your plan, and it's not to say that you've got to have a fixed sense of where you are, because you know, inevitably the market will evolve and your plan will evolve, but you got to have enough focus to see things through to their conclusion and really learn whether things are working or whether they're not and build on those and don't lose sight of the ultimately that vision of what you wanted to do with the company to begin with. And I'll give you a great example from Trump University. You know, we started out with the single-minded vision of being the world leader in delivering education to working adults around the area of wealth creation, entrepreneurship, and real estate. And every day we get flooded with different proposals around a staggering different variety of ideas, you know, from TV shows to film scripts we get to foreign ventures that we could joint venture. And the idea is they all sound attractive at some level, and you want to keep your ear to the ground and listen to them. But if you pursued every one, or even if you pursued a fraction of them, you would start distracting yourself from your core vision.
That makes a lot of sense. At the same time, I want to help myself and the listener make an important distinction here, because on the one hand, you need focus, you need to stick to your idea. But on another level, you need to listen to the market and allow the market to modify your idea. Can you explain how those are held in balance?
Yeah, I think you hit the nail on the head when you said, let the market modify your idea, let it evolve your idea and enhance your idea over time. When you start a new company, especially if you're going into a field where there haven't been existing products and services in the past, you're making educated guesses about who your customers are going to be. You're making your best guess around who's going to respond to the marketing messages that you're going to put out there. And once you actually put that shingle out and you go commercial, you go live in the market is very, very smart and very efficient at telling you whether you are right, wrong, or sort of right and sort of wrong. And so what you've got to do is not listen to the business broker that's calling or your cousin that says, hey, I don't like this or that about your website or your product. You got to listen to your customers. You got to listen to your non-customers. You got to look at your competitors and seeing what they're doing. The market is very, very smart, very efficient. Listen to it closely, and you're not going to go wrong.
Can you tell me about the role of prototyping in that process?